Later that evening, I had tea with Mrs. Fairfax in the kitchen. Mrs. Fairfax, you told me that Mr. Rochester was a little strange, I said. Well, what do you think, dear? I think he is a very strange man. I am not sure what I think of him. He may seem strange to you, but I know him very well, so I understand him a little. He has had family problems, you know. What do you mean? I asked. Well, he had an older brother who died 9 years ago. 9 years is a long time to be upset. Is he still unhappy because of this death? Well, you see, there were a lot of bad feelings and anger in this house. Just before their father died, he gave the older brother the house and almost all the money. Mr. Edward, that's Mr. Rochester, was angry and left his family. He traveled around the world. But when his older brother died, he got Thornfield. But he doesn't come and live here very often, and I am not surprised. Why should he stay away? I asked. Mrs. Fairfax said nothing for a moment. She looked as if she was remembering the past. Well, dear, perhaps he believes Thornfield Hall is a sad place. It was clear that Mrs. Fairfax did not want to tell me anything more.